The Jonathan Weir Show.
Yeah! Coming to you live on tape from Rod Babcock's
There's no house. Tape.
Yeah, there's no tape. It's all audio.
It's all digital.
It's all ones and zeros. Coming at you through the SpaghettiOs of the internet.
Tubes. I believe
it's the
tubes.
Jonathan Weir Show with Rod Babcock, and we are going to do the Friday list in a minute. Before we do that, I just want to thank everybody who's donated to the Patreon. We have cracked $2,000 a month now, which is freaking amazing. I honestly never gonna be that high. Also, we're at 136 patrons on Patreon, so we're 14 short of our goal for the end of the month. We want to be at 150 at the end of the month. If you like the show, if you want to help keep it going, go to the Jonathan Weir Show Patreon, become a member. You can sign up for $5, $15, $25, or $99. For $99, you get to have lunch with us and be on the show. So you can
go there and do
that.
Some people have already done that.
Four people have already done that. So
sweet.
A couple more. That's great. But my goal is just to have 150 patrons. So if you need
directions. You do know that lunch is going to be like a Quick Trip, right?
Yeah. That we're not paying much for the lunch. Point is, go to weirshow.com, W-I-E-R show.com, and you can find the link to our Patreon right there, and you can donate. It's really easy. It's really awesome. And we do appreciate those of you who've done it. By the way, I also want to mention this. We are now in the top 500. That's right. Of all of the podcasts in all of the world, this show within the last 2 weeks is now in the top 500.
How is that possible? Those shows.
I don't know. It's anything is possible through the 11. Anything is possible.
God, I love you, people.
Our audience. Yeah,
it is. Well, my first thought was there's a lot of shitty podcasts.
There are
out
a lot
there.
Of really bad podcasts.
And that's mean to say, because I feel like if anybody's putting forth the effort and putting it out there, you know, that's awesome. I'm proud of you, as it were. But yeah, if our show's doing that well, that tells me there's some bad ones out there.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, there are a lot of bad podcasts, but as far as I'm concerned, there's at least 1,000 good ones.
Yeah.
And we're in the middle of that.
That's true.
So,
and I know there's some people that get like millions of listens, like Comedy Bang Bang,
yeah,
and
yeah,
these kinds of
like 2 million listens every other
Mike
month.
Mike Rowe, I know,
like
gets
yeah.
ridiculous yeah. listens, yeah. Yeah. which yeah. he's got a good podcast.
Mark Maron.
He's almost Paul Harvey like.
Yeah.
Mike Rowe.
Yeah. The
Mike Rowe.
The Way I Heard It podcast.
Yeah, it's very much
you know
the
what?
Rest
I,
of the story.
I love that podcast, but I hate the fact that it's only 8 minutes long.
Yeah, but that's cool too, because you can listen yeah. to it going to
the McDonald's
yeah,
and then
coming
back
yeah. from the grocery store.
Yeah. Anyway, it's that time.
We'll stop advertising other people's
for other
podcasts.
People, you know, you should listen to the Jonathan Weir Show. You can go to any podcast app and just
no,
search
they
for
are,
Weir Show.
They are listening.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So. All right, so we're going to kick off the Friday list here where we get 16 of something and then vote on which one is the best.
Yeah. Friday.
List. It's Friday night.
Boom. I screwed it up because I accidentally hit another button. But yes,
yeah!
the Friday list.
Just like it's always been.
Yeah, right. Why would you expect me to get better just because I'd been laid off?
Hey, the good news is I'm not running things anymore. So.
Yeah, so it's a little bit better.
Yeah, much yeah, better. No better. Dead air.
We get 16 or something, then we vote on which one is the best.
You're not going to all of a sudden go, on traffic, we're looking at, and it's for a different station
or
because I'm in the bathroom.
Halfway
pooping.
Through the commercials, for some reason, one of the commercials is potted like all the way down.
Yeah, or and then, all the way up.
And then John almost breaks his ankle running into the studio to make sure his friend Rod doesn't get fired, which he would then question the whole time. Why am I bothering to do this? If Rod doesn't care enough to pot this up to get fired, why do I care more about his job than he does?
Well, because, hey,
all right, who cares?
Deuces are wild. You can't predict that sort of thing. Yeah. You got to poop.
Yeah, but you could put the pot back up. Anyway, who cares? It's time
hey,
to do.
I always put the pot back up.
No, you take the pot down. It's time to do the Friday list where we get 16 of something and we vote on which one is the best. This week, the list is best pet from a movie or TV show that was suggested.
I have prepared for the wrong list.
What did you prepare for?
Pets
you'd want to eat?
I thought it was the hooker thing. Are we not doing the hooker one?
Well, yeah, but that's after the show. We're not doing that on air, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you call it?
All right, well, then this is useless. All right, I'm ready.
You need me to make some calls?
Nope, yeah, sure. I'm good.
Okay, all right.
I'm good. I just got to shoot a text off real quick.
Okay. All right. The way this is going to work is I'm... thank you, by the way, for mentioning how shitty our podcast must be and then just immediately destroying any sense of flow. Okay. We are doing a list of the best pets from movies or TV shows. The way it'll work is I'll go, then Rod will go, and then the third one will be one we will cull from the Jonathan Weir Show Facebook pages. We got like over 200 or so submissions.
Some really good suggestions.
Some really great suggestions between the pages. So here we go. First one is my pick, and anybody who knows me would know that this would be my first pick.
I think he suspects foul play.
Oh, stop it! If I had stuck Dad's feet into a bucket of cement and thrown him into Puget Sound, you'd have been the tiny little splash that followed him.
Eddie from Frasier, otherwise known as Moose, the cat-killing dog, which apparently is what he was. He was a cat-murdering dog.
That little, well, yeah. I know the breed, so I'm not surprised. Yeah.
What was he?
I can't think of what it is, but my buddy used to have like two of them, and one of them was
Jackson
just,
Pollock. No.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. They're Pollocks.
Jackson,
no. That's what you get on your butt.
Jack Russell Terrier.
That's it.
That's what it was.
No, I had a friend that had two of them, and one of them was like this tiny. I'm like, my foot is bigger than you are, but it was mean as shit.
Yeah. Why is it with little dogs, they're so much meaner? Big dogs are like, eh, you're not going to do anything to me. My dog acts like he's a little dog, but he's a big dog, so it sucks. I want a big dog. I want a little dog that acts like a big dog. Yeah. I want a nothing would be more cool than a chill Chihuahua. That would be
a
cool.
What now?
A Chihuahua.
That sounds like something you order at Taco Bell. Ooh, give me two of the Chihuahuas.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be like just a little Chihuahua that just like you put him on the table?
It doesn't
just
exist.
Like, what's up, buddy?
It doesn't exist.
Man? Yeah.
They're always shaking and pissed and
nervous. The Chihuahua from the Taco Bell commercials in the 90s that we shouldn't mention, I guess, because it's racist. That one was pretty chill. So long as you gave him Taco Bell, he'd leave your ass alone.
Yeah, but he was racist.
He wasn't racist. The idea of him being the mascot for Taco Bell was racist.
Why?
Because he's Mexican?
But
I don't get it either.
That's not Mexican food, though. So that shouldn't be.
It's
that
Tex
shouldn't
Mexican.
Be associated.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That is just straight Taco Bell food.
So you're saying it doesn't have a geographical locale?
Okay. No. Right. If it does, it's from California.
All right. What's your first pick?
Picks. Yeah, list. I forgot what we were doing. Mm-hmm. My first pick is actually, I was talking to my son, Roman. He was asking me the list, told him it was pets, and he looked at me and goes, Perry the Platypus.
Perry the Platypus.
Perry.
Yeah! Come on! Perry. He's a semi-aquatic, egg-laying mammal of action. He's a furry little flatfoot who'll never flinch from a fray. He's got more than just mad skill. He's got a beaver tail and a bill. And the women swoon whenever they hear him say.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but that Cardi B woman stole that sound from Perry the Platypus. It's the same sound.
See, I've always wondered, like, do platypi really, is it platypi?
Platypi, yeah.
Like, there's several?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they really make that noise?
I don't know. Yeah. I loved Perry the Platypus. I love Phineas and Ferb. It's one of my favorite shows. I can't wait for Finn to get older so he can start watching it. Henry kind of, not that he doesn't like it, but just, you know, he's a little bit older.
He's outgrown it a little bit. But yeah, Roman's the same way.
Man, I love
that. He would never come in and say, I want to watch Perry the Platypus. But if it was on TV, he would sit down and watch it. That was one that I realized, I guess this is a decent show. Because Roman went to bed 30 minutes ago and I'm still watching it.
Yes.
And then like when they came out with the movie, I was like, I was more excited than Roman. I'm like, Thursday, we get to watch the movie Thursday or whatever day it was. Okay, I was so excited.
I got to ask you something.
What's that?
Remember Professor Doofenshmirtz's daughter? Mm-hmm. Vanessa. Right. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. And it made me angry because they're like, she's 16 years old. And I was like, fuck no. No!
It's a cartoon!
I was creeped out enough by my feelings towards her when she was a cartoon, but now she's underage? F*** you! Just that leather outfit.
It is. It's the bad girl. It's the it's the emo punk rock. You know, it's Daria.
She's already sad, so I'll only disappoint her. But she's used to that, and she'll use it to power her, you know, emo
whatever
tendencies. Yeah, she'll use that as
she's going to be in a band in Lilith Fair in no time.
Lilith Fair doesn't exist.
No, yeah. It doesn't. Okay. I'm dated.
The next one comes from the Jonathan Weir Show Facebook page, and it is this guy right here. Taking a second.
All right, enough of this. You, dog, pick which one of you two is going to die.
What? You can't ask me to decide something like that. I mean, the life of every being is sacred, just like the life.
Fine, I'll kill you.
No, kill him. He's a baby. He won't even remember he was alive.
Okay, that's a good line. He won't even remember he's alive.
Brian from The Family Guy. God, I love Brian from The Family Guy. Brian was like the voice of reason.
Right.
Brian was the conscience that the show was missing. And then I think over the years they just decided,
he's a douchebag.
Does this show really need that?
No.
No. How about he's just this horny dog who's always just trying to, you know, score with
ladies.
Alcoholic
and just a D-bag. I love the fact that Quagmire hates Brian. Yeah. That's great.
There was this episode where he walked past this woman whose car was going into the lake. And she was like, oh, my God, help. And he's like holding the back of the car. And she's like, OK, oh, my God. And he's like, OK, I got it. Let's just climb out. And she's like, OK, I just need to get my baby. And he was like, oh, really? And then like go up the
car. Oh, my God.
Because he was hoping to score. But she's got a baby.
Wow.
I'm sure she was fine.
It is a cartoon.
It is a cartoon. She wasn't a real person.
Yeah.
All right. So that was from the Jonathan Weir Show Facebook page.
Good pick.
Very good pick, guys. The next one is mine, and I'm going to go with... Have we only done TV shows so far?
Yes.
Have. Okay. I'm going to try to do...
Two cartoons and then your
movie
obsession.
One then. Here we go.
What? I'm lonely? I'm not lonely.
Nice.
I'm beloved by everyone in San Diego.
Wow. You know how to cut to the core of me, Baxter. You're so wise. But like a miniature Buddha covered in hair. Come again. You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please. Huh? You pooped in the refrigerator. And you ate a whole wheel of cheese? How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing. I forgive you. What do you say we get you in your PJs and we hit the hay, huh?
Oh, Baxter, you are my little gentleman. I want to take you to foggy London town.
I love that movie. And I was the only person other than you and my wife, I swear to God, who saw that movie and went, that movie was great.
That's a really funny
movie. And told people about it. And they're like, oh, that Will Ferrell movie, that just looks stupid. I was like, it's really funny. And nobody liked it when it came out in theaters. And then it came out on DVD and everyone was like, This is the greatest movie ever.
This is so funny.
I guess this only came out on DVD. No, it was out in theaters and I was the only one who saw it.
And you were the first one when they said they're going to make a second one, then went, please don't. No,
please don't.
No.
And I was right about that, too.
You were. You were.
Just like when they did Zoolander, too. I was like, look, the first one wasn't even that good.
No. Why would you make a second one? But it's okay.
It's okay for for that goofy kind of humor they had at the time, but it just doesn't hold up. Please don't do it again.
No, I love that clip you played where you can tell he is literally making up his lines
and
as
you
he
whole,
go, wheel of cheese.
Wheel of cheese?
It's great. I love that. And the story about we're kind of going off the rails here, the story about Paul Rudd, he was talking about how, you know, Anchorman was so much improv,
mm-hmm.
and he like sitting in his trailer or whatever had come up with this line of 60% of the time, it works every time.
Right.
And he's like, oh, this is great. This is going to totally, because the whole thing was they were trying to crack each other up.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're shooting. He delivers the line and
nothing.
Yeah. Will Ferrell doesn't even blink. He's like, that doesn't make any sense. and I guess Paul Rudd was like, damn it. And it wasn't until later they were like, hey, that was a good line. He's like, then why did you laugh?
Because I'm Will Ferrell. I'm a professional. Have you seen the weird shit I did on Conan? I dressed up like Mr. Clean for an hour and just went around terrorizing Conan throughout the show. My God. Conan, never mind. I was going to promote another podcast. But Conan O'Brien is a really good podcast, and he had Will Ferrell on, and they talked about their history together.
Well, it's not like you not mentioning it's going to hurt his podcast. Right, it's
true. We're honing in on you, Conan, though.
We're coming for you.
You look out.
Watch your ginger pasty ass, boy.
Check your six. We're right there, bitch. But he was talking about their history, and their history was like Conan was always looking for like the weirdos to be on the show. And Will had just started at SNL, and everybody was just like, this guy's out of his mind.
Yeah.
He is insane. Like we don't know if he's a real person or not. Like we have no idea when we're talking to him, if we're talking to a person or a character. And Conan's like, oh, I got to have him on the show. And then like, if you watch Conan back in those days, he had Will Ferrell on like every other week playing like a leprechaun or Mr. Clean.
Because he would do it. Oh my God,
it was so great. I miss that. You can't do that anymore with network television.
No.
It has to be like Stephen Colbert being all political or Jimmy Fallon playing games with the freaking.
Well, or it has to be like a crossover from our network.
It can't just be like that oddball David Letterman, Conan O'Brien sense of humor.
No, yeah. I loved that.
Even on Conan, that's not what they do anymore.
No.
Conan's, he's just interviewing a guest. It's only 30 minutes. Things suck. Okay. I believe it's your turn, Rod Babcock.
It is my turn. I'm going to go with one of my favorite Bill Murray movies.
Oh, got it.
And his pet, Gil.
Pet Gil.
The fish.
Here we go.
Good morning, Gil. I said, good morning, Gil.
That's all I got. The fish didn't talk much.
No,
in the movie.
No. I love that movie though. When it came out, I was like, "There's a Bill Murray movie," and I went to the theater and was like, "Oh my God, this movie's so funny!" And it didn't really make that big of a splash.
See, my mom has the greatest sense for those kind of movies. Like that was her favorite type of movie. Were those mid 80s to early 90s, just oddball comedies that just seemed to be like Funny Farm with Chevy Chase.
Oh, yes.
And Money Pit with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long. And What About Bob? What About Bob was growing up. Me and my mom would watch that movie. If we were sad, if we were having a bad day, whatever, we'd watch What About Bob and just laugh our asses off. Loved that movie.
Oh, it's so funny.
Death therapy cured me, you genius. I'm sailing.
I'm a sailor.
I sailed.
I love
that movie. And just because I hate Richard Dreyfuss, I think that's it.
Really?
Like, I don't hate him, but I don't like him. I don't like, he's just always like a snooty guy and seems like that in real life too. And so just seeing him slowly
lose his mind
over the course of that movie to the point where he takes Bob to the institution, then goes back to pick him up and like loses it on the director of the institution.
Yeah, and they end up locking him up. Yeah.
They're like, maybe you want to stay here for a little while? Oh, such a good movie. Anyway, doing again a list of the best pets from movies and TV shows. And the next one comes from the Facebook page of the Jonathan Weir Show. And it is this one here.
Read it! Scram! Get lost! You came in last for the last time!
Look, Dad, it's Santa's little helper.
And don't come back!
Oh, no, you don't. No, no, get away from me.
God, that's an early Homer.
Yeah. Oh, can we keep him, right. Dad, please?
But he's a loser. He's pathetic. He's
a Simpson.
A Simpson.
Aww. Santa's little helper from the very first full-length episode of The Simpsons. What a way to begin a series. Let's begin it because most TV shows, we're not doing great. Ratings are down. Let's get a dog.
Yeah.
Put a dog on the show. People love dogs.
Yeah.
They started off getting the dog. They're like, look, already people are going to hate us because people aren't going to get this. It's a yellow skin family. They have jaundice. The yellow skin family.
Yeah, they
on
were
Fox, which nobody is watching anyway. They were on Tracy Ullman, and everybody watched Tracy Ullman was like, yeah, the show's good. There's those weird cartoons, though.
Yeah.
Some people liked them. Some people hated them.
I had a girlfriend at the time who.
Oh, look at you bragging.
Yeah, I did. She was obsessed with Tracy Ullman.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, Tracy Ullman was actually
she was so
amazing.
Funny. Yeah, she's a great actress. Great comedic mind. Yeah.
And with the makeup and stuff would just disappear. I mean, she was obsessed with Tracy Ullman. And she was like the first person to ever go, do you know the Simpsons? Do you know who the Simpsons? I'm like, no, I don't know who the Simpsons are. And she made me watch it. And then when they came out, I think it was a Christmas special.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, it was the first one. Yeah. And then when the series came, I was like, I was hooked from the beginning because I had watched this crap on Tracy Ullman.
Yeah,
all just to get in a girl's pants.
I was like 10, I think, when it came out, or maybe a little bit younger.
You were a little younger.
I think I was the same age as Bart whenever it was. No, it came out in 1989, so I was like 7.
Yeah.
And my aunt,
I was going to say, I wasn't 20 yet.
Didn't want me to watch it because she hated them when they were on the Tracy Ullman show. But then she decided to give them a chance after there was so much hype about them. And she watched it. She's like, oh my God, this is so great. This is like the best family sitcom since All in the Family.
Oh yeah.
And so then she started taping every episode, and she taped every episode because my dad wouldn't let me watch it. Like many, that was a thing. Anybody my age, you know this. Most people,
that is true.
My age,
that is
your parents did not let you watch The Simpsons. That was a big deal. My mom didn't care, but my dad, who was home on Sunday nights, would not let me watch it. So my aunt would tape it. Then I'd go spend the night at her house every Friday, and I'd watch it over there.
That was literally based on people going, you know, this isn't for children.
Right.
It's a cartoon, but it's not for kids.
Yeah. It wasn't worse than Married with Children. It was it was a better show in general, but it wasn't any raunchier at all than that kind of. That show was all sex jokes all the time.
Yeah, it was all making fun of
Kelly
being a whore.
There was a little bit of sex stuff, but mostly like the worst thing you saw was like Bart's bare ass and Homer strangling him.
When Roman started getting older and watching TV and stuff, Tabitha was like, well, you can't watch The Simpsons. It's like, why the hell not? It's not the South Park.
Yeah.
It's not, you know,
Katie
really
and I
the
had
Simpsons?
That same conversation. Yeah. Cause I have all of the episodes, the first 10 seasons, and I had them on DVD and I transferred them over to my computer, and Henry and I were watching them when he was like 6 years old. And Katie was like, I don't know if this is okay. And I was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah. Tell me what is so bad on The Simpsons.
I grew up obsessed with this show. And while I do have a lot of problems, it's not because of this show.
When you say it like that, I'm thinking maybe I have seriously made a mistake in letting my child watch this.
All right. So that was the Facebook page.
Text line.
Yeah.
That was the Facebook page.
Sad things. Sad things are sad. Okay. The next one is mine, and then we're going to go to a break because I have to pee. I'm going to go.
It's a loose clock.
This.
Much like your stool.
Much like my bladder. Is not loose. It's actually very tight. I don't know what I'm talking about. Here we go. This one.
Lady Bird is gonna be a mommy.
Nice.
Seems like just yesterday mom and dad brought her home for me.
This is an episode of King of the Hill, and the pet was Lady Bird on King of the Hill, but the an episode of King of the Hill where Hank wanted Lady Bird to have babies because she was getting too old to have babies, so let's, you know, get her knocked up quick. And she was acting funny or something like that. So he had his boss's dog, he was paying for his boss's dog to impregnate Lady Bird. So they had her all dressed up like she was going on a date, and she was wearing a diaper because she was in heat, and he didn't want her out there like getting knocked up by other dogs. Anyway.
On account of me not having any brothers and sisters to play with, if I'd been old enough to talk, I would have asked for a monkey. But I guess things worked out okay.
That's them. Is everything Ladybird Hill, you're beautiful. Luann, Take off her underwear.
All right, named after the first lady, you know.
That's the first lady ever?
Well, no, a first lady. I know. I don't know whose wife.
Lady Bird Johnson, yeah.
Johnson.
What a nice urination that was. Now, Rod Babcock, you have the next pick for the list.
Yes.
And
okay, look, we just did Santa's Little Helper,
yes,
and Lady Bird.
Sure. So we're sticking with animated ones.
I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way.
Oh, don't. I know where this. No, yes. Please don't.
Futurama.
Oh, you freaking monster.
Seymour Fry.
Okay. Well, this is the clip where they had found Seymour. He was all calcified, yeah, and fossilized. And the professor was like, we can bring him back. And they were doing all this stuff to try to bring him back. And then Fry at the last minute went, no. And here's why.
I had Seymour till he was 3. That's when I knew him, and that's when I loved him. I'll never forget him, but he forgot me a long, long time ago.
But then,
sat there in front of the pizza shop.
The dog sitting in front of the pizza shop where Fry worked
for years,
waiting for years outside of Panucci's Pizza.
You know what? I don't really want to do this anymore.
How could you do this to us?
Because it's a great pick.
He dies, and they show the dog die.
Because it's a great pick, and it's in all actuality, it's an awesome episode because it is a hilarious show, and then they do this, like, which never does the heartstrings crap, and then they do this, and it's this epic episode where, like, everybody, people that don't even like the show, know who Seymour Fry is.
Yeah, yeah. So Seymour Fry,
I love that episode.
Goes on the list at number, what are we at, 9?
That's number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9. Okay,
we get 16. We vote on which one is the best.
Number 9.
I'm going to go with, instead of going with animated dogs and sad things, I'm going to go with The Office and the cat that Angela had at the office named Bandit. Oh, that's right.
I was like, what pet is on there?
This is...
Stay alive. I'm getting help. Pull me out. You're too heavy.
They think The Office is on fire.
Oh, my God. That is one of the only episodes I know.
It's the funniest episode of any TV show ever.
I can tell you, I know why it is one of the funniest episodes ever.
Why?
Because without volume, it is hilarious.
Yeah.
Laugh out loud funny.
They think The Office is on fire because Dwight convinced them that it was. She has a cat. Oscar,
in a filing cabinet drawer.
Oscar is up in the ceiling and
trying to escape.
And okay, here we go. Hold on. Let me play it again.
Stay alive. I'm getting help. Pull me out. You're too heavy.
I only weigh 82 pounds. Save Bandit.
So she throws the cat up into
the ceiling tiles.
And
it immediately falls right back down.
Stay alive.
He falls through on the other end. So the cat just went for a ride and, like, just an arc and a perfect arc over. I mean,
oh, it was hilarious.
It's just one of the funniest scenes. Even if you don't like The Office, that is one of the funniest episodes of television of all time, because you had the fire drill to start it, and then Stanley has a heart attack, and then it becomes all about how they need to learn CPR, and Dwight cuts the face off the CPR dummy.
Oh, that's right.
And Stanley is stressed out by Michael, and so he has to wear this thing that shows when his heart rate's going up, and every time Michael's near him, his heart rate starts going up. Oh, man. when, it's such a good episode.
When I was at my previous job, there was a in my office, mm-hmm, there was a television. Okay, it was in an office, my studio. There was a television, and it was supposed to be, I was told when I started, this stays on news all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then the second that boss walked out of the room, I changed it to Comedy Central.
stays on news the whole time.
No, that was a rule. So every day I walked into that room to work, I put the TV on Comedy Central. There was no volume. You just could see it. And then they started showing Office episodes, and I had never watched the show. And I know you loved it, and Rebecca would never shut up about it. And so I would sit there and watch it without volume. And I remember you would come in some days and I go, hey, you've seen all the Office episodes, right? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, is this guy gay? Is that what's going on? Is this what's going on in this episode?
That little blonde lady. She's a real bitch, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And so, I would always have questions.
You would guess pretty much what was going on in the episode, though. I always thought that was really interesting.
And that fire drill, that God. I was dying laughing. Here again, without volume.
Yeah.
And when she throws that cat, oh, my God.
It goes through the ceiling. All right, that was
What was the name of it? Well, it
Bandit.
Matter.
The cat's name was Bandit. Originally, it was Garbage because he ate garbage, but then and his name became Bandit.
The office cat.
And what was that? My turn. Because that was on the Facebook page a lot.
That was my turn. No, because I just did Seymour.
Okay, so that was Facebook's.
That was Facebook's.
Yeah, I couldn't tell which one that was or if it was on Facebook. Okay, then the next one
The next one is you.
Mine, I'm going to go with a movie from the 80s that didn't age well, but meant everything to little nerd kids around my age, The Neverending Story and Falcor the Dragon. Yes. Now, most people go with Artax the horse, but I'm not watching that again because he dies in the swamp of sorrow. I wanted Falcor the goddamn luck dragon.
I was trying to
sneak away.
Yeah. I mean, no.
I like children.
For breakfast?
Yeah, that sounds creepy.
Never.
I like children.
I'm a luck dragon. My name is Falcor.
And my name is...
Atreyu. And you're on a quest.
How'd you know that?
You were unconscious. And you talked in your sleep.
Okay, that's creepy. I didn't realize how creepy that sounded.
The whole thing sounds kind of pedophile taken out of context.
You were unconscious and you talk in your sleep.
It's he's even saying it in a really sleazy tone. If you watch it, it's a giant dog puppet talking. It doesn't seem so bad. But just hearing it and...
it sounds like an old man.
Yeah. You know what my favorite... this isn't going to be on the list, but one of my favorite things from The Family Guy ever. This was so good that I will... tell you something I don't think I've ever discussed, like, my, you know, having sex and stuff, but I have to for this story. Katie and I were mid coitus and we had the TV on in the background,
okay,
and it's on The Family Guy, and this scene comes up, and Katie, because of my reaction to this scene, would not mid coitus with me. For weeks, she was mad about my reaction.
Would you start laughing in the middle of sex?
I started laughing hysterically.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you really should talk to a therapist about this. I mean, it really helped Peter out when he became obsessed with that fantasy world of his.
Yeah! You're a little too heavy, buddy.
Yeah! He's riding Falcor, and he's too fat!
You're a little too heavy.
You're a little too heavy, buddy.
Yeah!
We're going down.
Yeah!
I laughed hysterically, and she was like, I'm done. No, I'm done. I'm done. I am done. How dare you? How can you not? I was like... There was a lull, and look.
There was a lull? Guess who's about to experience a lull?
It was quite the gully,
Yeah. It's like a 6-week stretch, buddy.
That is hilarious.
All right, what number was that?
10, 11. That was 11.
11. All right, next one is yours, sir.
Oh, man, I don't know if I could top that. I'm gonna do a controversial one. Why didn't you grab it? Because I don't
know. Nothing that lives in the imagination is more frightening than the terror that lives in Castle Rock, Maine.
Oh, yeah. That old dude that writes all the books, he lives there. He's weird.
His problem looks weird. I was glad when he got hit by that car.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Are we really?
Yeah.
I thought you were still pulling the clip.
No.
Oh,
shit. Cujo.
Cujo, yeah.
Hey, you gotta put Cujo on the list.
This is Cujo. This is the trailer for Cujo.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta put Cujo on the list. Here's the thing.
Hold on. I've never seen Cujo.
You've never seen the movie?
It just didn't seem scary to me. Like, it's a dog who's crazy. I mean, how many people does the dog kill in the movie?
I don't know.
It just doesn't seem like a dog would be that frightening. You could just lock the door. The dog ain't getting
okay,
in.
When I was a kid and I saw it, it scared the piss out of me.
All right.
And the thing is, he
just
was
a... throw a bone. It'll just he was run in the other direction. It's a dog.
No, he was crazy.
Uh-huh.
And he was a good dog. And then the bat scratched him or whatever. And he went, cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What I didn't realize, I have a buddy who has read every single sentence of everything that Stephen King has ever written.
That's
like
impressive.
Obsessively.
You remember the Dark Tower series and stuff?
All of it.
Okay.
Like, obsessively. And anyways, I didn't realize, because I never read the book, in the book, Cujo talks.
That's right. In the book, there are chapters from Cujo's point of view.
Right.
And
and like, he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, why are you running from me? Right. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
By eating your face. But it was, the movie Cujo, the thing I remember about it most is watching that movie with my dad, and they're trying to run away and they get in the car and the car won't start. And she's trying to start the car and the car won't start. And my dad's sitting there and he goes, damn Fords.
Now you and your child are going to get eaten because you had to get a fix or repair daily.
Ford.
Yep.
My father would ruin. I forget. We were watching, I think it was Goodfellas, and it comes across the screen and it says like 1963. And he's like, really? Because you're leaning on a 65 Impala. And I'm like,
stop ruining everything. Henry's into this thing. My son Henry, he's 10 years old. He's really into this, like watching these videos where they critique every little possible thing.
Yes. That could,
everything wrong with the Avengers. And then he will sit there and like tell me like,
you know, it doesn't make any sense that they got dusted, but blah, blah, blah.
And I'm like, I don't care. Stop. Yeah. Stop it. This isn't fun. Like, you're not like, I understand there's recurring things that you can get pissed off on. Anytime you're in a movie and you're in France, the Eiffel Tower is right outside
there.
Your window.
It's right there.
Or Seattle. It's a Space Needle. Or St. Louis. It's
you can
the
see it from anywhere.
It's not how things work, obviously. It's not even that big.
I do like when you watch the stuff about like little, one of my favorites, little bitty screw ups that you wouldn't notice if they weren't pointed out.
Yeah.
In Reservoir Dogs, the cops chasing Mr. Pink go past stores before he does.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just stuff like that.
Yeah, like little,
it's just editing. And,
yeah, editing flubs. That's fine. Stop trying to break the logic of the world.
Yeah.
In a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, especially in a damn Marvel. It's based on a comic book.
Yeah. All right. What number are we on?
Cujo, we're at 13.
13. So that was your pick. So this one is from Facebook.
Facebook.
And it's this guy right here.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. You're kidding. Dad, it's really neat. Where did you get this?
Some little junk store in Chinatown.
Can I pick him up, Dad?
Sure, go ahead. Just be careful. You gotta be gentle.
Nobody knows what it is.
But pick it up.
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you? Sleep with it. What do we care? Now you know how we all got feline AIDS.
Yeah, Mogwai.
What?
Mogwai. I don't know, some Chinese word. I just call him Gizmo. He seems to like it.
Gizmo from the Gremlins.
Which is great because it's actually the thing that solidified the list.
Yeah, that's right. Because we were talking about it and somebody said Gizmo. I was like, that's it. We're doing this for the list.
Yeah.
Gizmo, if only for the scene where he puts on the bandana like Rambo and gets in the Barbie Hot Wheel car or Barbie remote control car and drives right into Stripe. Henry and I, it was so funny. When my parents took me to see this movie when I was 3 years old. And they were terrified because they didn't know it was like this, that scary of a movie.
Yeah, it's actually
like really, we didn't have the kind of interconnectivity that we have now. So when that movie came out, people were like, oh, it's Steven Spielberg produced it. And, you know,
well, the commercials made it look cutesy.
Yeah. And it's real cute. And it's got this furry little guy. They had no idea how horrifying parts of that movie were, where the teacher gets stabbed in the back and everything.
Sadly, either did my wife.
Really?
When, she's like, we're going to watch Gremlins with Roman. And I went, you sure about that?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay.
So I'm 3 years old. I laughed maniacally. That my mom said, like, to this day, she can remember my laugh. It wasn't like a, it was like, like when the gremlins are like shooting the old lady out the window and stuff. Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Like, I was going crazy. She was like, you weren't even laughing at the cute parts. You were laughing at the horror parts, which is funny because it's nothing like I am now. But yeah. Yeah. They were terrified. We watched it with Henry when he was like five and he had the exact same reaction where he was like, this is great.
They're really
killing people, man. I love this. These people deserve to die.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay. So, we literally have, we each have one pick left.
Okay.
You, me, and the Facebook.
And Facebook. Oh, cool. Okay.
So you know, we need to consider our picks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a few things on the list that I didn't get on my list that aren't going to get on there. I'm trying to see.
I have my next pick.
Okay, what's yours?
I'm sure about this one.
Okay.
Hey, I like dogs.
We have your dog.
Whoa.
Wonder who he belongs to.
Sit, boy. Hey, look, he's trained. Shake. Uh-huh. Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes. My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
God, I love Doug.
My master is good and smart.
It's not possible.
Oh, it is, because my master is smart.
Cool. What do these do, boy?
Hey, would you throw that cuerno contigo? I use that collar. Watashiwa hanashima. You fuck with me. I would be happy if you stopped.
Russell, don't touch that.
Doug.
Who voices Doug? Do we know?
You know what? Let me look it up. Because
I know that voice. And it's probably going to be somebody I don't know. But that voice has always sounded so familiar.
Doug Up. Oh, I accidentally looked up a movie called Doug Up, which was a horror movie from 2013. guys, it's Bob Peterson.
So okay, no, never don't heard of him. Don't know who it is.
Never heard of him. I was hoping it was going to be Tom Kane or something. I don't know. I would actually almost rather know the voice of Doug than Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have two I'm trying to pick from. You know what? I'm going to go with Stitch.
You're going to go with Stitch?
Yeah.
Okay, why are your picks so sad?
They're not sad.
Can Stitch say goodbye?
Damn it, why'd you play this clip?
Yes.
Of all the...
Thank you.
It's a 90-minute movie! He spoke several times!
Who are you? This is my family. I found it all on my own. It's little and broken, but still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still good.
Damn you!
Hey.
Everybody makes fun of me. That killed me the first time
Why would anybody make fun of you? Everybody cries at that. If people are making fun of you for that, then they're just you pussy. Look at you crying.
I'm not crying. I bit my tongue.
It's raining on my face. No, your tears are falling off of your face onto my face. That's what the tears look like because you're crying so hard that they're going over your face.
Cry baby.
I love that movie. And also still I'll tell the story again. Henry and I were watching that movie. I was laying in bed, he was laying across the bed from me. We're watching on TV, and it was when Finn was really young. Finn's like sleeping on my chest, and the sister comes on and she's like surfing beginning, and it was one of those things. I was so tired because Finn was just a little baby. I was so tired. I had been so sleep deprived that I didn't know I was saying things out loud.
I no longer have control over my volume.
Right. And what I said was loud enough for my son to hear. Damn, she's thick. And Henry looked at me and went, what does she's thick mean? And I went, I didn't say it. What? I didn't say it out loud. And he's like, yeah, you did. And I went, okay, it means she's got a really nice butt.
Okay, I'll tell you what it means. It means that you're going to get to pick candy as long as you don't repeat this to your mother.
Or anybody, really. But shoot, girl,
you know what I've learned today?
Like a milkshake.
That we
like a
you and I have a weird thing about cartoons.
Oh, come on. Everybody does.
No, I don't think they do. I think it's just you and me.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, because those hentai tentacle porn monster movies, that's only for you and I.
Yeah, I swear I've not rented one of those in a long time. And I know they're still making money. So, no, it wasn't just me. You know what's
disturbing? I didn't think about it until you just mentioned it. But back in the day, you rented porn.
Yeah.
Like your grubby, disgusting hands were touching the same grubby, disgusting thing.
Please be kind. Rewind and wipe the damn thing off. You sick bastards.
All right. That was mine.
Every rental comes with a package of baby wipes.
Kleenex.
All so right. The last...
Last pick.
The last pick is for our, is for the Facebook.
That was my... Oh, that was your pick. You're right. Yeah, the last one's for from Facebook, and it is... Let me make sure I'm not missing anything big.
Oh, we are. We always do.
Yeah. Well, let me just... Okay, I'm just going to go with the big obvious one then.
Okay.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you?
Scooby Doo,
got some work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you?
Scooby Doo,
we need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby Doo, I see you.
I'm just checking, not like Gary the Snail. No.
It all started about 20 years ago when thieves kept stealing junk from Myrtle's Acres junkyard. So Mr. Myrtle, the guy that used to own the place, got him this new pup from the dog pound. He fed him whole sides of beef and turned the pup loose in the junkyard. And the pup was grateful. So, in a few weeks, the pup grew into the beast, and he grew big, and he grew mean, so that he could protect the junkyard with only one thing on his mind, to kill everyone that broke in. And he did. And he liked it. A lot. The beast was the most perfect junkyard dog that ever lived. A true killing machine. But after a while, the cops started getting phone calls from people reporting all the missing thieves. The ones the beast had killed. It added up to about a... Because when Mr. Myrtle asked the cops how long he had to keep the beast chained up like a slave, he said until... Forever. Forever. Forever.
I believe the beast's real name was Hercules.
I think that's right.
And he was actually a very sweet dog.
He was.
Lesson learned.
That is one of the greatest movies ever made. Like that and Princess Bride.
Yes. As far as just perfect
children's
just movies.
Great movie, whole family. I don't care how old you are. You're going to enjoy it.
Yep. Yeah.
Those two movies are like the greatest movies ever made.
Well, we've done lists where it's like best kids movies, and it usually comes down to Princess Bride and The Sandlot. Best sports movies, Sandlot always wins. Yeah. It's got to be in the list Hall of Fame with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and
anything by Johnny Cash. Yeah.
And anything by Johnny Cash, because it just wins every time, and it's not fair to the rest of them. All right. When we get back, we will vote on which of these is the best pet from TVs and movies of all time.
Would you like me to give you the full list?
How about when we get back?
Okay.
All right, we're back. We're going to vote on our list of the best pets from movies and TV shows.
Best
we got
pet.
Our good buddy, Cody Akins from AkinsPCRepair.com joining us. Hey, Cody.
Hey. And hello to the 10 of the other remaining 11.
Cody, I just want to ask you about business stuff. Is it busier when it's really, really hot, like balls to your legs sticking hot like it is now?
Dude, today has been pretty crazy. I will say if I had to average it out, I've probably had about three times as many customers today as I see on an average day.
That is awesome. Wow. And if you're a fan of the show, definitely bring your stuff to Cody. He has been a huge supporter of the show. We cannot thank him enough. We're using his laptop right now to record all this stuff.
Well, he fixed my laptops. They had all that silly porn spam in there somehow.
Yeah, do you think that that's a major reason why you're in business? Do you think porn actually keeps you in business, Cody?
Actually, no.
No?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. No.
Porn's not giving people viruses like it used to.
No, not as much as it used to. Usually it's just like people just not knowing how to run their computers. They click on that random, hey, you've won a free iPhone 9 from 2014.
A free one?
Yeah. They like to click those random links, and that's what keeps me in business.
He's calling you stupid, Rod.
Not me.
You're the one who brought it to your computer to him.
I had two computers.
Anybody can go up their computer. I mean, even I've had to had my computer repaired, and I'm really smart. So anyway, it's not time to talk about this, though. It's time to
vote.
Wait,
we never gave a rundown of the whole list. Do that.
The best pets from a movie or TV show. Rod, what is the list?
We have Eddie from the TV show Frasier. Mm-hmm. Perry the Platypus from Phineas and Ferb. Brian Griffin the dog from Family Guy. Baxter from Anchorman. Gil the fish from What About Bob? Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons. Lady Bird Hill from King of the Hill. Seymour Fry from Futurama. Mm. Tear. Bandit, the office cat from The Office.
Right.
Falcor from The NeverEnding Story. Mm-hmm. And it's Falcor because if you ever see John in a good mood, just look at him and say, what was the name?
Artax. Stop it.
See, and then he gets all upset. Next was Cujo from Cujo. Gizmo from The Gremlins. Doug from Up. Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. And the Beast.
The Beast from the Sandlot.
All right, also known as Hercules the Dog.
What's the first round?
Here, I'll let you do the voting.
Hand it over to me when it gets complicated.
Well, the problem is, you seed it different than I do. I would have intentionally made it to where I knew who would win.
Eddie from Frasier versus Gil from What About Bob?
Gil.
Eddie moves on. Perry the Platypus versus Bandit from The Office, the cat from The Office.
Perry the Platypus. Hey, where's Perry?
Cody.
Perry.
Perry moves on. Brian Griffin from The Family Guy versus Falcor from The NeverEnding Story.
I'm going to go with Brian Griffin.
Brian moves on. I'm not even going to make that one suspenseful. Baxter from Anchorman versus Cujo.
Oh.
Or is his Hispanic brother would call him Cujo?
No, they wouldn't. They would not. No, they would.
Cool.
No, that sounds dirty. I think that's a dirty word. I think you're swearing.
All right, Cody.
I got to say Cujo. Hmm.
Cujo? I'm going with Baxter.
I'm going to go with Cujo as well.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's Cujo.
And I mean that in a good way. Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons versus Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, I'm going to say Stitch.
Ooh.
Best pet. Was Stitch really a pet?
Yes. A really good pet.
That was... Had its own ability to think and everything. I think it stops being a pet when it's on your level of intelligence.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway, what do you say?
Cody? My wife would kill me if I didn't say Stitch.
All right, Stitch moves on. Lady Bird from King of the Hill versus the Beast from The Sandlot.
Ooh,
I gotta go with the Beast.
I gotta go with Lady Bird.
I'm with John. Lady Bird.
Lady Bird moves on. Seymour Fry from Futurama versus Doug the dog from Up. Toughest one I think we've had so far.
Yeah, that is a tough
one.
Which
one would you rather have as a pet? The talking, lovable dog or the dog that would wait for you for 12 years?
What says you, Cody?
I'm going to say Seymour. He could sing Walking on Sunshine.
That's true. And Doug, you know what? I'm going with Seymour too, because while Doug is crazy talk, Seymour can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I wish he'd know a better song.
Let's see.
People from New Orleans do not like Katrina and the Waves.
You son of a bitch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Next, we have Eddie from Frasier versus Perry the Platypus.
Perry the Platypus.
Perry.
I'm going to Eddie. Did you say Perry?
Yep, got to be Perry.
I'm fine with it. That's fine. Yeah. Brian Griffin versus Lady Bird Hill.
That's a pretty decent matchup.
That's a good matchup.
I'm going to say Brian.
I wouldn't want Brian Burpetti to be trying to bang my wife.
Lady Bird. Got to go with the loyalty and the quietness. Lady Bird
moves on. Yeah. Seymour Fry versus Kuho.
I'm going to go with Seymour Walking on Sunshine Fry.
I am also going to go with that, so Seymour moves on. Gizmo versus Stitch. Both very similar.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, that's a good matchup.
Though Gizmo's just an illegal alien from China.
I'm going to stick with Stitch.
Sticking with Stitch. I'm going to go with Gizmo. What do you say, Cody?
I'm going to say Stitch.
Stitch moves on. Perry the Platypus versus Lady Bird Hill. This is the final four.
Perry.
I'm going Lady Bird. What do you say, Cody?
I gotta go Perry. I mean, he's a secret agent platypus. Perry
moves on, and I'm fine with it. Seymour Fry versus Stitch. Whatever this goes to the final against Perry the Platypus for best pet from a movie or TV show.
Wow, I didn't think it'd come down to cartoons. Yeah.
Seymour versus Stitch. Oh.
Both made me cry. I'm going to say Seymour.
You're going to say Seymour? What do you say, Cody?
I'm going to say I like Fluffy and go with Stitch.
I'm sorry. I got to go with Seymour. So then the final comes down to... Seymour Fry versus Perry the Platypus for the best pet from a movie or TV show. Cody, we'll start with you.
Oh, man, I gotta go with Seymour. That's a tough one.
I am gonna go with Perry just to make it suspenseful.
Damn you both. All right. I don't know that there's a more loyal pet than Seymour. Perry's got a hat.
So did Lady Bird. Remember when they were dancing?
Yeah, but Lady Bird's not in this vote.
Oh, did I say that? I meant, yeah, you're right. Seymour didn't have a hat. Correct?
Yeah, no. Seymour didn't have a hat.
Yeah. I'm just saying Lady Bird also had a hat. That had nothing to do with what we were talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Lady Bird Hill, you are beautiful. I'm gonna go with Perry the Platypus.
Did who did he say?
Perry.
Perry.
Perry wins.
So Perry the Platypus is your winner. The best TV show.
That'll piss off some people.
My vote would have been with Seymour, for those of you who are angry about that. My vote would have been for Seymour. Cody Akins from AkinsPCRepair.com. Thank you so much for joining us and for your continued support of the show. You have been there for us when we needed you, not just with the computers, but also to support the show. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys.
Plus, you know, when John's crying and I won't answer the phone, you're the one that gets the next call. So.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Cody.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was a pretty good list.
That was a good list. Yeah, I had fun.
I like Perry. I think that's a good pick. There's going to be people that are upset because there are always people that are upset about the list.
The list has always been like just a whirlwind whenever we did it on air. Mm-hmm. It's even more so now. It's so hard for me to stay focused. while we're doing it, because now I also have to like make sure we're recording and like all this stuff.
Because I refuse to do shit.
So I hope this sounds good.
It probably won't.
I'm sure it does. All right.
So yeah, like I said, what did we used to joke and say? Your weekly source of frustration, the Friday list. The
Friday list. All right. So we are going to be at Minsky's tomorrow, the 20th at 2 p.m. Minsky's off of Northwest Berry Road, off of I-29 near Zona Rosa. We're going to be there at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
I believe it's 7007 Berry Road.
Okay.
I'm almost
positive. Northwest Berry Road, whatever it is, off of I-29.
Yeah, it's right off the highway.
And we'll be there at 2 p.m. Would love for you to come out. We'll hang out. We'll eat some pizza. You have to buy it for us, though, because both of us are unemployed. So that's the show for tonight. Good night, good night, good night. We'll be back Monday. Look for the show between 6 and 9 p.m. on Monday night.
Take this, bitch.